Hello and welcome to The Loudspeaker, your definitive guide on how to scale your startup.
This first tip for every fintech startup is,
what are the media and press saying about us? How are we being perceived by these people?
PR stunts are any activities that allow you to engage with the audience.
I don't agree with the fact that all publicity is good publicity.
Here is where we talk to communications professionals from all around the world to let you know what are the best practices and cool ideas that you can implement for your startups. Valentina, can we start off by having you tell our listeners who you are and a little bit about your background in marketing and social media, please?
Sure. Well, thank you for having me. First of all, my name is Valentina Gomez Bravo. I am a brand strategist and executive creative director at Bunker 58. We're a branding and design studio. I started this agency 7 years ago, back in Venezuela before I moved to the States, and was lucky enough to bring it over. Before that, I've been doing work in the advertising industry literally since I started my career when I was 19, when I got my first job. And I worked in strategic marketing for a record label. So I was a paid groupie, basically, which was the best job to have at 19. And then after that, I just kept working in different marketing departments on the corporate side, then move on to agency side. So I've been lucky enough to sit almost in every table around what brand building is. I've been the accounts executive, the creative, the copywriter, the art director, the brand strategist. So that gives me, luckily, a very unique perspective, a very holistic perspective of how to do this job of building brands. And now with social media in the picture for the last decade or so, it's been a quite interesting journey to see how all of that transfers to the digital world.
Awesome. Well, it's great to have you here. And I definitely think you're the right person for this episode, because today we're talking about social media non-negotiables. And I think it might be a good idea, maybe just in case anyone's listening and they don't really know what that is, to explain like what the social media non-negotiables are. And if you're able to kick off by like perhaps explaining what the tone of voice should be, and like how to ensure you put the right tone of voice out in your posts.
For sure. Well, there's a lot of non-negotiables in everything in life, really. We have for our personal relationships, we have them for our jobs. Why not have them also for the work that we do? And there are a lot of things that we quote unquote should not mess with when we're, you know, working on social media, and things that we must absolutely do. I would say from a branding perspective, which is sort of my specialty, one of my big non-negotiables is to not think or create from your brand, to just do, you know, not be intentional about it and just post whatever. That's a big no-no. Don't post whatever just to post. It's sometimes it's like when you don't have anything good to say, stay quiet. That applies here. So definitely for, you know, something more specific, like what you were asking about the tone of voice, the first thing we need to do is really know who we're talking to. And that includes how they talk to themselves, how they talk amongst their peers. And of course, knowing your brand and how your brand intersects with the person that you're talking to. So who you are and who your audience is and how your brand communicates. If you're a young brand, you can't speak the same way as if you are a much older brand, and you don't talk to teenagers the same way you talk to kids. So again, very deep self-awareness as a brand and very deep knowledge of who your clients are. Another big thing is, if you have any terms or taglines or words that are specific to your business or to your industry or to your brand, always, one, be clear on what those are, and two, use them a lot so you can create awareness and a connection. And of course, let people know that you know what you're talking about. And being aware of what's happening in the world, not only your world or your business world, but your audience's world. You don't want to be tone deaf or look ignorant or uninformed or disrespectful at all. So not create from only from yourself, but always with your client in mind. And that will give you the keys as to if you're speaking in the right voice or not.
Yeah, awesome. I actually think you're absolutely right when you say don't post for the sake of it, just for posting, because as well, it can be a double-edged sword. And definitely having worked in PR for a while, I see that a company can easily screw up a lot of progress just from posting the wrong tweet and just putting out something which they think is, I suppose, in their opinion, going to help, when actually it destroys a lot of credibility and a lot of trust in that brand. So yeah, you're absolutely right on that sense. But also as well, like you kind of said, talking about non-negotiables, one thing which I think is important is like quality, because obviously if you're going to be excluding certain things, it's because you want only the best, or you want a specific kind of threshold of quality. How do you ensure a constant level of quality with each of your posts, and what should a high quality post consist of?
Well, it's, you know, people say beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. It's, you could also say that, you know, what is quality content to me might maybe not be the same thing to you, but overall there are some, let's say, must-haves to create good content. And I would say a high quality post should be insightful so that it can connect to your audience. It should have value in it. It should be engaging, shareable, generous, and on brand, very important. So what do those buzzwords really mean? When I speak about being insightful, is something that actually resonates with your audience. Are you creating it from a place of truth of what that kind of content looks like for your clients or for your audiences? Is it valuable in a sense? Does it add something to their life? It doesn't have to be, you know, anything transcendent. It could be something, a tip to just get through your day, but does it mean something to them, or are they just going to scroll by? Another very important thing is, yes, it's all about your audience, but it's also about your goals as a business. Is what you're putting out there building on your communication goals? Or is it just random, like off-topic conversations that you're just having with yourself on your social media? Is it on brand? Again, very important, because we don't want to destroy our reputation. We don't want to confuse our clients as to who we are and what we stand for and what our products are. And of course, we want it to be engaging so people can comment and like and share and all those things. So engaging and shareable is also going to be very important. And I would say, since the nature of social media is being social, you also should ask yourself before hitting that post button, are you only taking from your audience with your post, or are you actually giving back to your audience? So being intent, those are my two words. If you need to write down two words, it's being intentional and consistent about what you put out there.
Okay. Yeah. I think those are good words to take a note of. And I would like to know, like, what do you think are some of the biggest mistakes you've seen companies making on their social media content?
Well, number one, it's not having any. Yeah. I would say that's the biggest mistake, is not having any content at all. Whether we like it or not, social media is part of our lives. And if you own a business, it's part of your business's life as well. Another thing that I see happening a lot, and I'm sure in the PR world, you see that as well, we sometimes rush to just be part of the trend. And again, this goes back to be intentional, but we don't have to jump on all the trains and all the trends. If we do want to be part of the conversation, we don't have to be the first. It's great to be the first, but we also need to be very careful with what we decide to say about anything, because then we cannot take it back. Even if you delete the tweet, it's still going to be in the internet forever. Mm-hmm. So always be mindful of that as well. Some people, just to be trendy, jump on things that don't have anything to do with who they are as a business or as a brand. So then it just ends up being gimmicky, or can fire back as well and go against your goals. And of course, we're selling, right? A lot of people see and use social media as a way of selling their business. Don't be all about the sell. Mm. See that a lot, and it's just selling, selling, selling. Social media is really for building a relationship with your audience. So the know, like, and trust flow that happens in the sales process also applies in social media. So don't just be selling on all of your posts, because then people are, why would I follow you? I don't want to be sold to 24/7. It's not the nature of the platforms. And again, not giving more to your audience than you take. People wanting immediate results is a big one as well. People think that, oh, I'm just going to post one time and I'm going to get 3,000 sales. that's not how it works. It's a long game. So every post is like a micro date with your audience. And you go on another date and go on another date until you start getting a relationship, then you get married, live happily ever after. Same process. So think of it as micro dating your audience with every post that you make. And another couple of things, the biggest is not paying attention to your brand when creating your content and missing a great chance to build brand recognition. It doesn't have to be a curated, like a lot of people think their Instagram has to be a curated art show. That is not true. It's more about the topics. It's more about the voice that you use, the colors that you use, the images that you decide to post, the typography that you choose, and the brand personality overall. Again, nobody wants to see an art show in your Instagram. We want to see intentional, consistent, valuable content.
Awesome. I really like the analogy with the micro dating that you said. And I think that's a great way of thinking about it, because it's almost the case for most things in business where it's like that consistency. And we see in PR the same sorts of thing. People join us and immediately they think, oh, I want to get on this publication. I want to get on TechCrunch. I want to get on the biggest publications immediately. And they expect results immediately. But in the same sort of way, PR is about building relationships with journalists and the media. And that's something that doesn't happen immediately. That's something that like takes time. And I think, yeah, social media is the exact same. Consistency really is like a strong central point across these sorts of topics. And it was actually something that was mentioned by a previous guest that I recently had on. Her name was Sarah Funk, and she's a YouTuber. And she said that for ages, she was posting like consistently all the time, a certain like strict schedule. And she never got anything. Like, it was just not really moving much. It was small incremental growth. Then all of a sudden, like, she blew up from one video, and that kind of spiraled into something much bigger. And she said that, like, if she didn't have that consistency, if she just gave up after like a month or so, she never would be where she is now. And I think that's the case for almost everyone. And it's kind of easy to forget that things don't happen instantly when we live in a culture where we can like get something delivered immediately or watch something immediately. And there's still certain things that take time, and usually they're the best things. So you're definitely right in that sense. And yeah, go ahead.
I was just gonna say that is true. We are so used to touching things and making things appear, or clicking things, everything's faster. We don't have any patience anymore for a lot of things, and that's great when you're talking about apps and technological things that are meant to function that way, that have processes in place to function that way. But we have to remember that on the other side of our screens, there's another human being. It's not an AI bot that just, oh, I wrote discount and the bot replies with shop. I mean, that's not how we work. So remembering that on the other end, there's a human being that needs to sort of be enamored is a big part of, you know, being able to sit back and say, yeah, I only posted 1 minute ago. It's okay. I haven't made a set. Like, we need to remind ourselves of that, because that's not how social media works.
If you're interested in seeing how Publicize can grow your startup, sign up for a free PR assessment on our website. And for a limited time only, exclusively for the Loudspeaker listeners, you can receive an SEO assessment as part of your package for any tier of service at no extra charge with this special promotion. To find out more, visit publicize.co/lspromo. Just in this conversation, actually, an example came to mind when you were talking about like giving value. And one brand, which obviously I don't really engage with because I'm British and based in Colombia, it's an American brand, but I know of it just because, well, I know of it online because they're incredibly good on Twitter, which is Wendy's. I don't know if you're familiar with like their social media. I'm sure you are, but I don't engage with the brand at all, but I recognize that brand as like one of the best on social media just because they are so creative with trolling people and companies, and they have such witty responses. It's almost like they're like comedians online.
So that's exactly.
No, go ahead, please.
No, yeah, I mean, and it's a great example. Like, you don't even buy the product, you don't engage with it at all, but you know who they are and you're very aware and you have an opinion about them, regardless of whether you buy their product or not. and you talk about it. So we want that replicating effect to happen. And yes, they are brilliant. And that is because they are very insightful. And that's the magic of really any creative advertising at all. If you touch in a real insight for your audience, they'll respond back because that allows you to make a real connection. So all those, it's very witty, it's very funny, it's because you directly relate to whatever they're putting out there because they know their audience so well, they speak to their insights and have great results.
Yeah. If people are listening, I mean, obtaining that kind of level of success and fame that Wendy's has achieved is kind of, there's a lofty goal, but if people just want to increase their social media following or just get a little bit more traction, what advice would you give to listeners that want to put out high quality content on their social media and just see more from their social media activity?
Well, I would say number one thing, no matter how big or small you are, is again, provide value. But what does that mean? That can mean so many things, but I'll give you an example. A good way of thinking about it is when you write your post, if you have a feeling that you should be charging for that post because it's that good, then you're on the right track. If you feel like, oh my God, I'm giving all my knowledge away for free, or all this magic should have a price tag to it, then you're on the right track because it's so good that you should get paid for it. So that's a good measure to see, you know, if it's actually valuable. Another thing that I would suggest that you guys do is sell without selling. And what that means is show me. I don't want you to tell me how good you are. Words are great and they're wonderful and they can do, you know, magic for some people. I want you to show me how good you are. So instead of, you know, if whatever you do, instead of saying this is the best pair of sunglasses you're going to buy in your entire life, show me a video of maybe how good of a quality they are. Or don't tell me this is the most delicious burger. Maybe show me a photo of somebody eating it, or show me a testimonial of your work. Or if you have a portfolio, like again, same with people. Words are great, actions are better. So don't tell me what you do, show me what you do. Another thing would be whether you're wanting to sell a product, or if you're a personal brand and you just want to position yourself, or if as a business, you want to position yourself in the market, or just increase your followers, period, or your revenue. There's five core pieces of content that I always recommend people cover in their social media or in their blogs or whatever content they put out there. And you can switch it around, do more of one topic, more of the other, do one of each and then start over. But you should cover like five bases. One is showcasing your strengths and your benefits in your posts. So that it could be a testimonial, that could be a video of how to use your product, that just shows how good you are. Another is presenting yourself as being trustworthy and reliable to your audience. You want them to get to trust you so you can convert those into sales in the future. The third area would be creating content that integrates your community and your audience. It should be a dialogue, not a monologue. So promote engagement or do things that maybe might promote loyalty in your content. The fourth core type of content I would like to mention is being innovative, which in this case, it doesn't mean to reinvent the wheel. It just means to do something you usually don't do in your space. So every once in a while, do a challenge if you never do any of those. Or if you mostly just post graphics, then every once in a while post a video. So change it up, create different kinds of things, do things you haven't done before. Those kind of things bring sort of a spin to your content and they're like, oh, that's new, let me check it out. So keeping things interesting and fresh. And the fifth core content piece that I would recommend is answering frequently asked questions. Your clients and your audience need information, and that could be from a personal standpoint if you are a personal brand, or it could be about the features of your products if you do sell a physical product, or the features of your business. That kind of information is always valuable. It answers the need and it helps you sell without selling. So I think if you cover those five things over and over, mix and match, do them in different types of media. Maybe some are stories, some are posts, some might be reels, some are TikToks, some might be carousels, some are tweets, some are blog posts, some are podcasts. Mix it up. And the biggest thing is to trust your gut. If you have a post in your hand and you're about to hit send and you're like, oh my God, this is so boring, it probably is so boring. So then don't click send, take a step back, think about it, and then do it when you're ready. Don't share something you wouldn't share in your personal account. Don't share something you would then don't want to come bite you in a legal fight in the future.
Yeah, that's definitely smart, because like you said earlier, that's not going away. You can delete it, but it's still going to be out there. And I think your point as well about like action speaking louder than words is absolutely true. I couldn't agree with that more. Valentina, if people want to follow you or keep up with what you're doing or know more about the work you're doing, how can they do that?
Well, many different ways. So you can definitely find my agency at bunker58.com. I also have my personal page is valentinagomezbravo.com, Gomez with a Z. And same names on all social media channels. You can also follow our Hispanic products at texasenespanol.com. And would love to have you there. Stop by, visit, ask questions. Thank you so much for this opportunity, Sam. I'm really, really happy to be here with you guys.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, Valentina.